Finance Committee meeting to order. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let the record show that Counselor Lathrop, Counselor Jaskiewicz, and Counselor May are present. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And one more time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Right, hearing none, we're going to move on. Minutes, approval of the minutes from the July 30th, 2024 regular meeting, and the approval of the minutes from the September 24th, 2024 regular meeting.
Tim? So move.
Could you speak up into the microphone, please?
Sure.
So move.
Mr. Lathrop?
Second.
Any discussion? I have not seen the July 30th one minutes. That was not in my packet. Was that in anybody's packet? So I am... I'm going to hold off on that until I can see it, since it's old. So I guess at this point, we're going to approve the minutes of...
9/24/2024.
So move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. And then approval of the meeting minutes of July 30th, 2024. So moved in a second.
Yeah. Second. We're going to table it, right?
Right. Well, we're going to not approve them.
Okay. So.
All in favor?
Aye.
No? Well, okay. You can say aye. Any opposed? I oppose. You opposed?
Nope.
Nope. Two to one. Any minutes passed. Agenda's items as followed. Discussion of year-to-date budget status. So I asked, we have Patrick, if you want to come up, you're welcome if you want, or you can stay there. That doesn't matter. So I just wanted to go through the...
I was going to ask, if you don't mind stepping over to the podium so you can speak to the microphone, so everything's recorded, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're just going to kind of go through this. This is kind of a first time seeing this. We're just going through and let us know if any of these are out of the budget realm or trending a certain way.
Currently, anything that is in an overspent status has been highlighted in orange.
Okay.
And there are several accounts that I flagged, because I know it's part of the committee's attention, in yellow. Those are mostly salary and overtime services for emergency services, firefighter, police, that sort of thing. Other than that, though, nothing is particularly highlighted except for those potential expenses.
Okay. Let's look at those.
So we just want to go down the oranges. The first overspent account is account 103405-2046, labor and employment matters under the legal services. If you go to your secondary packet here, that looks like this. It starts as this kind of thing here. The top sheet there, the reason for that, $891 that is overspent on that account is, if you look at the highlighted portion on the secondary thing, you will see that that account is encumbered in full at the beginning of the year, and then all bills draw down off of that purchase order. But it looks like on 9/27, there was an invoice for $9,253.50, but the PO liquidation on that invoice was only $8,362.50. And if you compare it to the other portions of this account history, you'll see that normally the invoice and the PO liquidation match exactly. So what that does to the account is it has hit the account with an AP invoice of an extra $891 while maintaining $891 in encumbrance. It wasn't a one-to-one liquidation. So that's the source of that extra $891. That's something that the finance office would have to look into. I'll meet up with Whitney, find out why that deal wasn't fully liquidated in comparison to the invoice. There's many different reasons that might have happened. It could be correct, but the deal was split into multiple accounts, and we need to look at that. It could be a clerical error. But and if it is correct, if that is a correct way to liquidate it, that account will be corrected by the finance office. We will just have to reduce the amount in encumbrance to account for the extra money on that invoice. But it is not overspent in the traditional sense of extra money's gone. It's just it's an encumbrance versus actual situation.
Any questions on that?
No.
And the next orange highlighted account is on page
four.
It is account 10425-52024, other insurance. This one is overspent by $69.80. And if you go to the second handout of your secondary handout here, it looks like this. It is a Munis printout of that account. You can see that account is our it's insurance. That is our property, auto, and liability insurance. There are only three transactions on that account, the large one being a July 25th account for $437,269.80. So that one transaction was already over budget for that account. That is just, those are our insurance premiums for auto, property, and liability insurance. That one is just a situation of the insurance increase was more than anticipated during the budgetary process. So that's what is causing that.
So naturally, that would be somewhere where contingency would take care of that?
Contingency, or it is possible to leave it in an overspent status until further on in the year to possibly see if there are accounts that are underspent that we could do transfers to cover that. But contingency would be the most likely scenario for that. But it is just a premiums were higher than we thought were going to increase in the budget process. The next account that is highlighted in orange is 10440-52055, maintenance agreements. This is a fluke of Munis. I printed these reports for the committee at the same time that Whitney was doing some work in AP. And so my report, just by sheer timing, was printed while she was working on the encumbrance. So that account is not overspent. There's an, actually, it is underspent by $1,732.25. I confirmed that with both Whitney and Munis. It is not an overspent account. It's just I didn't want to waste the paper and reprint the entire year-to-date budget when I found that out. But that is not an overspent account. It's just a fluke of sheer bad luck on timing today. The next overspent account is the under the debt principle 10450-52111 2017 leasing purchase. That bill was budgeted for $76,666. The bill came in at $76,666.14. So we are 14 cents over on that account. That is just a rounding issue. The budget was rounded and we got 14 extra cents in that account. Next up is on page 5, the 10460-52111, the same bond, 2017 leasing purchase, but it is the interest portion on that. That one is overspent by $812.32. If you go to the next page of your secondary handout, you'll see there is the invoice that we received for that lease purchase. You can see in my sort of chicken scratch handwriting there, the principal was paid at the 76666.14 and then the interest at the 1625.32. Attached to this invoice is the schedule that I was given when I first started as treasurer. This schedule for these leases was provided by the previous treasurer. And if you look at the top section under fiscal year 2005, it does have that lease payment for this fiscal year with an interest payment of only the 812.66. So that's what was budgeted. That is only obviously half of that interest payment. But at the time, that was the bond, the lease schedule that was left by the previous treasurer that was entered into the budget.
So that was just an error on the previous treasurer or the previous person. It should have been 1600 So do we need anything from the Finance Committee to resolve this? Do you need a motion?
I think that is another one that could be contingency, or again, we can leave it in its status and see if there's an account that we could move later on at this time. But I don't think there's action needed at this very moment from the committee, but it is an easy contingency to use.
Okay. So where are we at on this? When does this paid off? 2025?
If the schedule I have is correct and that is the final interest payment, that should be paid off in 2025. I can get a further confirmation from that from our bond and lease payment people from Webster. They have not gotten me the bond schedule for next fiscal year yet, so I don't know every bond that's coming off. But if this schedule is correct, if you do know there was one error, I believe that one is coming off yet, but I can confirm it.
Because that kind of does make sense whenever the interest does drop down as the thing matures.
It does. But normally when you see one interest payment instead of two for the year, that is the final payment where you get the principal and then
right.
The final interest payment.
So I think we just upped it up by 1 year, or somebody did.
Yeah.
Not realizing. All right.
Exactly.
Mayor, have you talked to police department and see where they are, if that's on track with that full number, or what's the status of that?
I've been in discussions with Chief and we're going to deal with it. I don't have any answers for how we're going to get, but it's going to be a work in progress.
Okay.
Can I ask a couple questions on that? Was some of the police coverage for some of the road work they did when they provided coverage for that?
No.
Okay.
Private duty.
Okay.
Different line item.
This one, I don't know if you recall, Kevin, there was, we had to spend some money to get the police certified for these new weapons.
Yep.
And it took a lot of overtime, so I think from what I'm understanding is that the overtime is kind of front-loaded to resolve that. And I'm thinking from talking it's going to adjust out. I just got a shock with, hey, we're almost halfway through, and we're only a quarter in the year. So, but that's what I've been told. So,
yep.
Mayor, on the dispatchers, what's the story on that?
I don't have an explanation.
Okay.
I made a note here and I'll give it.
Is it 74.4% is on the part time dispatcher salary right. Line and then 52.5 for overtime.
For regular.
I was told that during the summertime that was a lot of vacation and a lot of overtime due to that. Let's see if that's still the case. If not, we need to find out how we're going to resolve that.
Down at the bottom of that page, we run the next overspent, which is 10880-51100, fire protection overtime. That account is a briefly, I know this is mostly due to the new fire contract that requires a certain staffing level. This is a meeting of staffing. The mayor has more information.
I can only tell you that I was under the impression that it was going to be a review of the schedule used, and there's a number of shifts per month that have to be covered. And the only way you're going to be able to solve that now, because they're only budgeted for 100,000, is to eat it on the salary side or eat it on the overtime side.
Well, this was something that came back after the arbitration. And we had to have several extra firefighters to cover those shifts, and we made the town council at the time took that we were going to pay overtime. I think the issue here is that we were supposed to have initially asked for three more firefighters. That would have been more expensive than paying full-time overtime. So they said, well, then this is from the public safety, we're going to hire one and then another one in May of 2025. And so that one that they had took a long time to get up to speed, hiring and training. So we're forced with that overtime early on. So I think we need to get a plan of how they're gonna do that. Obviously, we gotta supplement this line item, but we need to get a plan of what they're gonna do on hiring an additional firefighter. That was the plan at the budget time, so they would have another firefighter. And that would help mitigate the overtime.
Well, that'll help minimize it, but it's not going to eliminate it.
Yeah,
I know that.
Well, even if we got the okay to hire one now, it's not going to take effect for at least 3 months.
That's why I said May 2025. That's what I mean. That's, we need to hire, I mean, that was the plan back in July. So it sounds like we're a little bit late on the plan and we're eating up overtime.
Yeah.
So we need to obviously supplement this and get the other firefighter hired as part of that plan. Or else we're going to have to go with full-time overtime.
Well, I'm going to make a recommendation to the full council to hire the other staff for the process now.
I think the full council was agreeing with that when we did the budget. So,
right. Remember, you just said it's not until May.
To hire them in May, that should start 3 or 4 months early, right?
Now,
you want town council to weigh in on it? I certainly can, but I think public safety had this plan and this is moving forward with that plan.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So either way, let's make it happen. If you need something in the town council, say, hey, we need to hire this to, because that was the plan to have, originally it was supposed to be three firemen. Public safety looked at it and said that's going to be more expensive than paying full-time overtime. And they said, well, let's go with one and then one over a physical year. And that would be, when you look at the big picture, it's cheaper. You're still going to pay overtime. Through a they have to get a new HVA system or get it repaired, and they found some issues. I think that's what that reserve.
Understood. Yes, it was a large deal that hit multiple maintenance accounts, which is
an unexpected.
Exactly. Those were the only accounts I had flagged of note.
Counselor, you want to take a look, quick look through this and see if you see anything gross and obvious that we want to discuss?
In the probate district, that's our share for the probate.
Is that on the first, second sheet?
Second page, isn't that?
Yeah.
That's our account to send over to East Lyme, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
There was one I didn't see in here. The seat bus, is that in here? Did that get resolved?
We're waiting for that reimbursement for, I think it's $11,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's coming.
All right. On the private duty for the police,
yes.
I know this is what we've expended in salaries, but have we gotten money in that equals that amount?
Yes. Private duty, there is always a bit of a delay. We always have some outstanding receivables that we're waiting to receive in, so the money is spent before the revenue comes in. It's not a direct one-to-one, but we do track all of those receivables, and for the most part, we've received, I'd say, probably about 90 to 95% of what's gone out has come back for payment.
But this number I'm seeing here, that is what we've physically paid in salaries, right?
That's correct, yes.
So there's other things tied into that fee, like use of the car or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, yes.
So that's not reflected in this number.
Not in that number, no. That would be on the revenue.
I would like to see that at some point, if you can parse that out. I know it won't show up on Munis, but I just would like to see, you know.
Do you want to see a direct comparison between revenue and expense or just the total revenue for private duty?
The total revenue, because this is salaries here, so I can just subtract it and it'd be the delta between those two.
I do it.
The public safety building, we're cruising up towards 50% of what we've already spent, close to $20,000 of the $50,000 electric budget.
What's that page you are?
It's 14. But I would probably assume that's probably air conditioning is probably more expensive. I don't know, when they switch to more heat, that will probably mellow out. I'm just looking at it because we're right at 50% a quarter into the year. Public safety, the very first.
Public safety, you're, and you're talking the first account, 52000 electricity?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yeah, we spent the 20,000 out of the, and we have 29,000 left in the encumbrance. So, yes, we are a little under 50%. But yeah, that should settle down while the air conditioning settles.
Right.
And then that should be all right. I don't have a year-to-year comparison to know if that was a high account last year. But
well, I'm just trying to look at all the.
Sure.
I'm just trying to get a feel of whenever I see an account that's higher than, say, 25% of its, you know, thing. I just want to look at it, just make sure that nothing's going crazy on it. And the fuel oil, gasoline, and diesel. Where is that? Is that under Public Works?
Yes, diesel fuel. Next page, top page 15, fuel oil and gasoline is there.
So far we spent $9,700 on diesel. Is that correct? That's the very bottom of the page.
Yes. That's correct. We have 59,743 left in encumbrance.
And then gasoline. We're budgeted $125,000. We're at $41,000.
That's correct. With $83,000 and change left in the encumbrance on that.
So we're not, we're kind of on mark. I want to watch those because in the other previous budget, they went way out. And I kind of want to know why they're so out there. Councilors, anything else you guys see that's.
No, Mr. Chairman, no problem. Not right now.
Well, Patrick, that was very informative and seemed like you're right on top of your game.
Thank you.
Now we're going to go over ARPA. Oh, wait a minute. Report of the status of ARPA funds. I think this is kind of an eye chart for me. Let's just so on the ARPA, I guess we have the which ones have money that has not been spent? Account balances. Right now, the human resource director has $220 left over.
That's correct.
So let's go down this. And then senior services virtual tour is $140 left over. We got one that's in the red.
That's right, yeah. Barbara did, this is Barbara's spreadsheet, but she did give me a quick rundown. And there are several accounts that are in the red. And what she's hoping to do is that some of these ones that are black will be able to cover to balance out the entire fund. And the Board of Education has two overspent accounts as well. However, those will be directly reimbursed, most likely by check, by the Board of Education out of their budget.
The repair for Camp Oakdale Pavilion. It's got $7,700. Walk away for 25. Turnout gear for fire departments. Is that just money they didn't spend? Because I think they asked for $75,000. Oh, they asked for $95,000. So are they done?
No. Of the 95, or the 97 that they originally got, they still have that $1,500.
Right. So they obviously got their fire equipment, just they have money left over. Right. The renovate town hall, there's $5,700 left. Camp Oakdale handicap playground, there's money left over there. So you're on the ARPA, Councilor Jaspers, right?
Yes, sir.
So who's working with each one of these groups to see if they're done?
From what I've been told, that's smart work.
Yeah, so I'm on that committee also. Barbara's working with them, and she said there's going to be a handful of them that had some money left over at the end, and then there's some of them that have their billed out, you know, quarterly or whatever it is. So there's a few of them that have money left that's going to get paid out. But
I think we need to wrap this up because
we didn't have an answer as to which ones were which, so we're still trying to work through that to see exactly.
Well, it looks like some of these that spent their money, they just have money left over, haven't spent it all. Like the affordable housing development, $4,200 left over, out of $15,000. I'd recommend you guys have a meeting as soon as possible and get these vetted out and see if we can put some of this money to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta fast track this because
Barbara did mention to me she wants to do an ARPA committee meeting in November too.
I mean, we need to have one like this week or next week. Really get this buttoned up. Who's gonna finish spending this or what? Because even if you did it in November, it leaves you very little time to get it locked up in a PO.
Next week is November, so we're right there.
Friday. There you go. You're right.
Friday.
Yeah.
God, killing me here.
Hey, Bill, as long as you get it allocated to somebody, you got an email from Courtney's office. As long as it's designated.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, no, good. No, you got it. As long as it's, you know, I just want to make sure that the people know that they have money, like, you know.
Well, believe me, I think they know they got it.
We've talked to most of the people when we went through it all, and pretty much everyone's aware, and
here's one for Safe Futures that never was distributed, so they never. I mean, who's handling the Safe Futures? That was way back in 2023. And it looks like the SCBA washer was from 2023, got $40,000, and there's $3,600 left over. So they can't. That's not. They have to use it for a washer, or they have to give it back. So it's spent.
Well, that's. Yeah, when we go over this, that's what we want to tell them. Either use it or give it back.
Well, then we need to.
That's what I'm going to do. Either use it or give it back.
Well, some of these, obviously, they can't use it because they have to use it for that line item, you know.
The ones that they can, that's what I'm going to ask. Right?
Yes, sir.
And I noticed the district AC study. What was that for? That was a 2022.
Air conditioning for the district, for the schools, for what we went to bond for? 000,
well, it went 5,000 over. Has that been paid?
I'm afraid I don't know.
All right, that's just something for you to look into, Patrick, saying if it went over and they took the money, somebody had to pay that delta. And so if there's a line item for $48,000, and they wrote a check for $53,600.
Beautiful.
I don't understand how that works.
I will follow up with Barbara on that.
Yeah, all the ones that are in the negative, find out, you know, like the bus garage, did they take it out of another fund? Because in my opinion, there should be none of these that are overspent because they can only spend that line item for that line item.
Right.
So it's an apples and apples thing. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 accounts that are overspent. And there's a bunch that are under, you know, that still have money left over, so. So, any questions on the ARPA funds? you guys are pretty much, we're going to have a meeting soon and get this.
Six
it looks
items.
Like there's probably
walking trail.
There's upwards of $50,000 in here left over. Maybe more. So that's a, don't want to lose it.
We won't.
Update from the finance director. Is Barbara online?
Good reason.
Oh. Well, Patrick, you got anything for us?
You're
not the finance director, but you're kind of doing a good job.
I guess it's basically we are just still holding the fort. The process is moving forward. I know our department has met with the CLA, the CLA investigation into that. I understand that went very well, and we continue to just do what we can. We've to monitor accounts and make sure that they're not overspent before they're moving forward, and processing revenue and just doing everything we can. But nothing. I have no major updates at this time other than what we've already discussed.
Any questions for Ben? Thank you.
Thank you. Good job.
Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Can't answer questions during this comment, but I think I can tell you.
I'll show you after, Linda. What we got? All right.
Don't show that number's not correct.
That's what I got. That's what we got.
Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. And remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the counselors?
I had nothing.
No, sir.
All right. Nothing.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. And Cindy, thank you so much for coming out to be the recording person.
Yeah, welcome aboard. Yeah, I'll get together with her.
It's different. 683,000. It's 657.
Lower than that? It was 680, but they said she had to spend.
No, it was 680. 63,000.